I'm Nick Daniels for KGOU. The state's most populous county is set to spend the bulk of a federal coronavirus relief package on its faulty jail. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports the decision has raised questions about how CARES Act money should be spent.
A woman raising her three grandchildren in Bethany was facing eviction after she lost her job to the COVID-19 pandemic. But when she called Dan Strawn, he wasn't sure how he could help. Strawn is executive director of the Homeless Alliance in Oklahoma City.
She's a perfect example of you ought to be able to use CARES money in order to prevent her and those three grandkids from becoming homeless.
The Homeless Alliance received about $632,000 in federal coronavirus relief funding, or CARES Act money, to help Oklahoma City residents avoid eviction and find new homes. Thousands of Oklahomans have asked government entities and nonprofits like Strawn's for help with expenses like rent and utilities. But federal law has attached very strict rules to CARES money. One of Strawn's rules is he can only spend money on residents of Oklahoma City.
She lives in Bethany, so I can't use the city money and I can't use the state money. I could only use county money for that.
That means there are people staring down homelessness as close as 15 minutes from his office, and he can't help.
Think of Hara and Jones, Bethany and War Acres, and Midwest City and Dell City.
Strawn hoped Oklahoma County would use some of its $47 million CARES Act grant to help those people. The county is giving about $1.5 million toward rental and mortgage assistance, but the amount wouldn't even come close to covering the more than 2,600 county residents threatened with eviction since the pandemic began. The county has transferred $40 million in CARES funds to help its troubled county jail, which is facing a dangerous COVID outbreak. Some county residents are furious.
Voting on those items so quickly was really a disservice to the taxpayers.
First, Oklahoma County Commissioner Kerry Blumert voted against a $6 million transfer of CARES funds to the jail. Then she vehemently opposed County Commissioner Kevin Calvey's proposal to transfer another roughly $34 million.
The way the vote was handled was disrespectful, not only to me as a fellow commissioner, but to the taxpayers and to our voters.
Blumert says the Board of Commissioners didn't give the public enough opportunity to ask questions or voice opinions on the massive transfer, even though the federal dollars were meant to help states and their communities adapt to an unprecedented pandemic. Blumert also claims Calvey rushed the vote on the biggest transfer to prevent her from opposing it. She and the county's treasurer have both questioned whether the jail trust can legally spend all the money. She says she still hasn't seen a detailed spending plan.
It is our job as elected officials to ask as many questions as possible, have all the right documentation in place, and to know that we are making solid decisions.
The jail trust has agreed to spend some of the money on jail staff salaries and bonuses and on improving infrastructure like plumbing and ventilation. The county commissioners suggested they use some to improve the jail's medical facilities and otherwise make the building more COVID resistant. Commissioner Calvey has defended the transfer as a responsible decision. He's argued that the county commissioners need to take care of county operations before they consider trying to help others.
Other government entities are already doing those things, already doing it with federal CARES Act funds, and they have a lot more than we do.
The state set aside $10 million in CARES money to help Oklahomans with rent and bills, but that money is being offered to all of Oklahoma. The state could distribute more relief money to citizens or send it directly to Oklahoma County's smaller cities, but Blumert says there are no guarantees. That's why she pushed for more direct assistance from the county to nonprofits and businesses. Dan Strawn is disappointed the county won't be giving more money to help prevent evictions and house the homeless. The pandemic shows no sign of ending, and he expects there will be many more evictions this winter.
And really, the only answer to that is to acquire or create a large shelter to take care of people in the winter.
That shelter would be very expensive, and Strawn believes government money is the most realistic way to pay for it. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.